You're listening to Goons, Games, and Gear, the sexiest gaming podcast in the world.
We're only recording this episode because Pokemon isn't out yet. The second it's out, we're going on a three-year hiatus. That's right.
Yeah, I'm there not, will be no news.
There'll be any news. The news is that I've finally fused into my chair, and I'm the first man-chair hybrid.
Yeah.
Yes, that's going to be the news forever. And I guess I could still do the podcast. I just like couldn't wheel myself around, and which would be kind of rough. And I'm on carpet, so it's like I'd be hard to get to the kitchen. Although if we had the McDonald's chair, I could really get something going.
Right.
Yeah, I could.
Things could get done if we had that chair.
Right, but we don't. So, what was it? It was only in Australia, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, that sucks. So just before we get into the news, I just want to bring up my conundrum. So as anyone who's listening knows, I bought the Pokemon OLED. So did you. And now I'm in this really weird, like, moral dilemma of which is now my primary dock. Because on one hand, the Pokemon OLED is very clean. Like, it's
right.
The dock itself is very clean. You know, glossy, it's for the OLED, all that fun stuff. But on the other hand, you gifted me the Smash one, and I just haven't looked back, and it's like perfection. So it's like, it's really hard for me to like pick one over the other.
Right.
Like, do you have any suggestions? I mean, there's no difference, right? I mean, like in terms of power and stuff, it's just,
I don't think so. Yeah, I think it still just outputs at whatever it would output at,
right?
Regardless. So
it's really depressing. I mean, I have the dock literally right here on my from the review, and it's just like I want to plug it in, but at the same time, I love looking at the Smash one. It's just it's so difficult.
I've been watching a lot of like Melee videos lately, and it just like really makes me want to play Smash Brothers again. But I know there's just like no point.
There's still competitive. I mean, you're talking about Ultimate. There's still competitive stuff like that. It's still fun to play. It's just, you know, they never added the only feature we wanted, which was
doubles.
Online
just a lobby system.
Well, I mean, yeah. Well, and by a queuing lobby, not like the one they have where it's like a private lobby, a
tournament thing. Yeah.
I mean, I do like the tournament though. Tournaments are fun.
Oh yeah,
like they're just like or at least the ones they make up. It's like this one, you can use characters with four fingers,
right?
So don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. 1,000 subscribers gets us to pennies on the dollar, and we'd love to make some money off of this and not cry ourselves to sleep every night. And get us 1,000 on TikTok, YouTube, basically get us 1,000 everywhere, and get us then to 1,000,000. That'd be really appreciated. And then rate it 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, everywhere else you listen to us. Give us 5 stars, really appreciate it. And join our Discord and talk to us on Twitter and talk to us on Instagram. And yeah, that's the sellout, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. We sold out. All right. Nice.
That's the whole episode. So,
that's the show, guys. Here's the outro music. Done. No, I played it for a second and backed out. Don't worry. I set that up, so now I can do that. Anyway, apparently Sonic Frontiers is better than Elden Ring. You know, it's a crazy time we're living in. Why? That's my question.
Right. I watched like 10 minutes of gameplay of this the day it came out, and I just was like, what are you even doing in this game?
I can't believe that Elden Ring on Metacritic has a 6.9. based on on consumer score.
Yeah, I don't.
I'm very surprised by that.
Is it just like the normies that don't know how to play the game, or
if I die,
I thought like
one more time.
I thought like everybody was having fun playing it, even people that like don't play it, like the Souls games regularly.
Some guy in Commodore in February gave this a 2 out of 10. The critical reviews are all correct. This is just Dark Souls again, quote, now with a giant, with goat horse. That's true.
Right.
Including the trademark artificial difficulty that the games are known for. There's a difference between being hard, a game being hard because it takes skill, and a game hard because the character moves like a boulder. And this person's just a crybaby. This person in Russian gave it a 0 out of 10. So that's pretty,
Yeah, I'm like reading these reviews on Metacritic and all the bad ones are from like the day it came out. And it's like, oh, the PC port's not working. And it's like, what?
Yeah, right. Like,
didn't they fix that like the next day?
Yeah, like it didn't take long. Right. Yeah, it didn't take long. They just like, I mean, that's not really surprising either. You know, it's like sometimes computer games need a little more optimization. You know, that's like the gamble you take. Like you have much cooler, stronger hardware, but it's harder for developers to optimize it. So, let's see here. IGN gave it a perfect score. Like no critic gave it negative, only three gave it mixed, and 57 right. others don't give it positive.
We also don't need to take this for a grain of salt too, because Elden Ring has 4,700 reviews. Sonic has 115. Right?
Don't speak about that. No, that doesn't count. Sample size means nothing.
That's literally doesn't mean nothing.
What's really funny, you even brought it up. Yeah, February 28th, that guy gave it 2 out of 10. The game released on February 25th.
Yeah.
So he gave it 3.
That's insane.
That's awesome. Like, and also it has, I guess, on Metacritic, number 2 best PC game of 2022, most discussed game of 2022. What was the number 1? Persona 5 Royale.
Oh, really? The PC port of that?
Apparently, there's 1 point ahead of it at 95.
Damn.
Somehow. I don't understand. But, yeah, so I'm selling Elden Ring, and I'm going to Sonic Frontiers because it's a better game. It's what's it sitting at again? I just closed out the article, so that's cool. Let's go back to it. It is an 8.5 user score. And, somehow it was not put on the game of the year a list.
That's... Yeah, nominees. Jeez. This sample size is insane too. So it goes on to talk about like how it's overwhelmingly positive, like right. Sonic on Steam, and Elden Ring's only very positive. So Sonic's overwhelmingly positive is 6,000 reviews. Elden Ring's very positive is 413,000 reviews.
I'm pretty sure like all of Tumblr, like they gathered everyone from the Sonic Tumblrs and they're just like, okay guys, banding together on this one. Sonic
Frontiers. This is the power of the furries or something.
Okay, that one wasn't so great. Okay. But this one, no matter what, we all stand behind it.
Right.
Okay. And I mean, the completionist gave it a complete it. He said it's like his favorite Sonic game.
I'm very interested to play it. I don't want to buy it. Yeah.
Not at 60. That's just not happening. What did you say? 20 last time?
Yeah, 20 or 30 probably.
Well, yeah, and I 30, 30 if there is a Chaos Emerald included.
Right.
Yeah. And you see the Chaos Emerald. So that's the only way from I'm going to go on a limb and say it's going to be knocked off by $15 for Black Friday.
Yeah, it'll definitely be on sale. Right. It'll probably be like $40 or something, $45, $50.
I mean, it's retailing at $70, right? For the
that's what I assume. Did it come out for the last gen, or was it only next gen?
Sure.
For Sonic. it had to be last gen because it's on the Switch.
Right. So, you know, I have to look it up. I want to see how does Sonic Frontiers run on. I want to see the official like word
Switch review. Yeah.
Let's see here. It's quite the experience. It has its problems, but it's not ugly. I just want to see its frame rate. I can't imagine it's hitting 60. Oh my god. Fine. I'm not turning off my ad block. That's just not happening. So I'm going to another. Okay. Yeah. So apparently it regularly drops below 30 frames.
Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah,
it's rough out here.
Yeah, it's rough out here. That's software here for me is 60 FPS on the PS5 and HD mode, 30 FPS on the Switch. Rough. Hey,
it works, I guess, right?
I clicked a different article and it was like, it compares well to the PS4 and Xbox One versions, but then it's Sonic Mania, not Sonic Frontier. So. It's like, well, that game. If that game doesn't run optimally on the Switch, then you've got big problems.
Yeah, something's wrong.
Something's really wrong, right? So Yeah, I was also thinking about it. I think I would pick Sonic Frontiers up if I could get it towards buy two get one free.
Oh yeah,
you know what? Like as the throw in,
right?
Right. Like some games, I'm like, yeah, I'll just wait for like a buy one get one or buy two get one. So that's my plan anyway. I probably won't even pick it up for Black Friday either. I'll just, like you said, wait until next year when it drops pretty hard.
Because Black Friday is next week. I'm playing Pokemon.
Yeah. That's all I'm playing for the rest of the year. I mean, Warzone, I'll play for a little bit on Wednesday because that releases. And then it's just straight shot Pokemon. I've been playing my Switch so much more with the OLED. Like, it really is a better experience the more I'm playing it because there's like less glare, it's shinier.
Right. It just looks nicer.
Yeah, definitely. I've been playing Xenoverse too, like crazy, but I love it. I told my significant other, I'm just like, look, this weekend Pokemon comes out, I'll see you on Sunday, but we're not doing anything. I'm gonna be sitting on the couch, and you're gonna be like, hey, you want to do this? I'll be like, yeah, stock market crash. I don't know what you said.
Yeah,
whatever. So, you know, and I got my Gengar controllers. I'm. And my Pokemon Joy-Cons, I'm ready. Absolutely ready. Yes, I'm 100% ready. And she also told me that, like, well, if you love Pokemon so much, why don't you just be single and be a Poke nerd? I'm just like, maybe.
Yeah.
Depends if I can get into the competitive scene. Yeah,
so. If I could profit off it, sure.
Yeah, right on. Yeah, exactly. Let's see. What's? Oh yeah. Oh, by the way, with Sonic Frontiers. I haven't seen anyone who isn't a Sonic fan just say like, oh, it's a pretty good game. I feel like it's mostly Sonic fans that are like, oh, this is like the best Sonic game versus,
right.
I think Donkey dunked on it pretty hard.
Did he? Yeah. I have to watch this video.
Yeah, his video is pretty funny. He's just, I saw someone on Twitter really mad about Donkey's video.
He's like, Donkey sold out, and he's like using the lowest common denominator for comedy now. It's like,
No, that's just not how it works. Because he points out all the glitches and like bugs and stuff. It's just like,
right. They don't want to hear it. These Sonic fans are insane.
Oh, dude, they got to go fast.
Right.
They have to go fast. Like if they're in the hospital bed, it's like, please let me go fast.
Right.
No. No. All right. Okay. This was they finally bring the next gen update to Witcher 3.
Dude.
We finally got it.
Yay. Everybody's so excited. They can play it again. Dude,
we got net and we're getting Netflix skins, bro.
Damn, I could look like Henry Cavill.
But it'd be really good if you could look like Henry Cavill and then like halfway through like the story, your character immediately switches to
Liam Hemsworth.
That's my character.
He's just who's like this guy?
Yeah, who is this guy? I don't know. Visual performance, technical enhancements, blah, blah, doesn't go in great detail. It will include ray tracing, so I assume that'll be a 4K 30fps option. Integrate a variety of mods into the base Witcher 3 experience. But they don't say which mods. So
interesting.
Because like Skyrim Anniversary kind of did that. Oh, or like, yeah, they
yeah,
directly took mods. So I don't see a problem with that, but it kind of depends on the mods. I'm not sure what people put into Witcher 3 because I didn't really like it or play it that much.
No.
Is it a? It looks like it's a free upgrade too.
Yeah, it says it's a free upgrade, but there's also a new complete edition coming out.
Yes.
Yeah. Woo! Everybody, buy it again.
Okay. Woo! 500 hours. Let's go. Like, I don't got time for this.
No. There's no time for these kinds of games anymore.
God of War already, they released a week before Pokemon. Kudos to them. But, you know, it's like, you gave me a week and now it's Pokemon time.
Right. Yeah.
Well, cool, go on my team. Sorry. So you gonna pick this up again, Derek? You gonna get this next gen upgrade?
No. I have started The Witcher 3 like 4 or 5 times, and I stop at the same point every time. You like fight the griffin, you run to a castle, talk to somebody, and that's where I always stop playing this game. Do you and stop it's like because you're 2 bored? Hours in. No, it's just like I stop for the day, but then I like just never go back to it.
Yeah, I don't know. As like adults, it's kind of hard to put investing time into these games,
right?
These kind of games, you know.
I'd rather go back and play like Skyrim or Oblivion again.
It's really sad you say that, because I just put on my wish list on the Switch for the anniversary upgrade.
Dude, it's like that time of year. I was talking to a couple people about it. Like, man, I really want to play Skyrim again, and they were like, you know what? Me too. Like.
Yeah, I mean, I've really been meaning to go through the anniversary upgrades. I love to do the fishing, you know, like that's something I definitely would want to do. I have it on my Series X, but I've been playing my Switch so much more, and it's Skyrim. It's like that game, even at 30, is not going to be like, you know, like a detriment.
That's why, yeah. Skyrim released October 28th, 2016, and I feel like that's a direct correlation of why I want to like play it again.
Right. Yeah, it's like
Hunger Games. it's like a remembrance, right? Like we never forget that Skyrim released around this time of year, and we have to just go back and feed the addiction.
We're gonna have to do like a yearly like Skyrim update video, right? Like, yeah, just this year I went for. A stealth archer build. That's right. It's a surprise. No one saw it coming. Stealth archer.
That's how we have to like spend a year. 1 year is like we're gonna play every version of Skyrim, like all the base versions on each system, all the game of the year editions, all the anniversary editions.
I think it'd be really fun if we were both sitting on a couch and we played the Alexa version.
Oh yeah.
That just sounds fun,
right?
So this is December 14th, which is pretty cool. I mean, you know, it's not far away. So my big brain, I hear they're going to do a sale on the 14th. They're going to drop it by maybe more than half.
Oh yeah.
You know, it's like up next gen upgrade. Hey, buy it again. Huh?
Why not? I think you could get it for like super cheap now.
I think it goes on sale like every 2 or 3 months.
Yeah. It's $15 at Walmart.
Oh really?
So you could, yeah, people could go grab it and have it.
Huh. How big is the game? Do you know off the top of your head?
It was pretty big, I think. I think it was like 80 gigs by the end of it or something like that.
Oh, okay. It says here the complete edition is just bundling up all the content released thus far with and next gen upgrade shiny editions.
Yeah, so it's
okay.
It's like they're like marketing it as something new, but they already had a complete edition,
right?
Like way back. So like they'll like re-release it and sell it for retail again or whatever.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm getting it. That's right. I got it on the Switch. I got the port, you know,
I already bought it. It runs in 10 frames.
Yeah, really though. I think that game hard locked to 30.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's probably fun on the Switch just to, you know, kind of just play wherever.
Right.
Just give us a Switch Extreme, a new Nintendo Switch. Come on.
Right.
Nintendo.
Come on, Nintendo. You're not doing anything. You're literally just working on Zelda. And that's it.
Well, the second Zelda's done, they're just like, so what do we do now?
Right. I was thinking about that the other day. I was like, after Zelda releases, like, what are they going to do? What are they going to knock our socks off with next?
I assume the next big release is going to be Pokemon DLC.
That's just expected. They already said they're working on that. What's the next, like, yeah, they said there's a season pass and stuff coming. It probably won't be for like a year, though, like they did last time. Well, so
they announced Pikmin 4, so.
Oh, true. True.
Or maybe we're going to get lucky with the Metroid Prime 4. It's like the last two games they got.
I forget about that all the time, that's even a thing.
Hail Mary, maybe Donkey Kong.
I was going to say, it's got to be like Donkey Kong or like a new Mario game, right? Like Odyssey 2 or whatever their next crazy idea is for Mario.
You know, honestly, it could be Kirby. I mean, like they, I mean, I know we got Kirby this year, but they pump out Kirby games like it's, you know,
like almost yearly.
Yeah, right. I mean, I don't know where Sakurai finds the time being chained up to his desk and whatnot, but you know, it's like, wow. We still need to beat the last one.
Yeah, we have to get back to it. There's still a little piece of my soul that one day will just be blessed and Fighter Pass 3 will be announced. Like, Sakurai's actually been working on it this whole time, and it's just like a big joke until he can reveal it.
I honestly just don't understand why they stopped. Like, it just...
Right? Make it a live service. Just keep going. You're still making so much money on that game.
Waddle
even
D,
today.
Hello? Waddle Dee? Right? Waluigi?
Right? Crash? Gino? Please, those guys? Come on. Like...
The monkey in Super Monkey Ball?
Yeah, PP, what was his name?
I have no idea.
I, that's it.
I
knew it was something weird.
Sly Cooper, come on.
Oh my god, did you? That just reminded me. There's, I don't know if you saw it, there's a line of text in God of War Ragnarok where he's talking to Mimir, and they talk about him being in PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale. He's like, oh, I heard you were like sucked into another dimension in this tournament. And Kratos is like, yeah, it's happened once or twice. And it also references him in like Mortal Kombat way back.
That's awesome.
But Mimir's like, yeah, I heard you fought this like raccoon thing with a wrench and, you know,
that's
like
so
listed a bunch of stuff. And he's like, yeah, I don't want to talk about it.
There's shout out to WT Famicom, another podcast that's virtually our rivals. But when God of War Ragnarok released, I thought it was really funny because they like posted a video of Kratos in Hotshot Golf because he was in that.
And, oh yeah,
yeah. It's like wow, this new God of War is pretty nuts. He's just like, I'm like, all right, that's pretty creative. I had no idea that he was in that game.
That game is great too because they made like specific voice lines for him, like for that game. Like, there's one I remember. He was like, he like whenever he made a putt or something, he was like, "I'm the god of golf," and he would like fly up with the angel
really?
Wings. Yeah, it was so
awesome.
Good.
That's really cool. All right, that makes me happy. That like I'm just biding my time and just well. I don't know. Maybe I didn't give God of War 1 enough of a shot, but maybe I'll just wait for the Ragnarok to release on PC and get like the bundle of both.
Right. Yeah, it's definitely coming. I assume by like spring of next year, it'll be on PC.
No, I don't think so. I think they're going to wait at least a year, at least.
Oh, probably.
For the biggest one, you know. Actually, I want to skip ahead to the Game of the Year nominees.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so... actually, before the nominees, we're going to scroll down a little bit. Where is it? This kind of blew my mind. It's not best impact. It's like anticipated game for anticipated. Yeah, most anticipated. So most anticipated has Final Fantasy XVI. I don't know what that is in Roman numerals.
16.
Hogwarts Legacy.
Okay.
Resident Evil 4. Starfield.
Okay.
And Zelda Tears of the Kingdom. Okay. How is Spider-Man 2 not on here?
Yeah, that is weird.
Honestly, I think out of all of these, Resident Evil 4, I mean, it is a remake, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's a classic, but I don't know, man. I don't even have a PlayStation. I'm more hyped for Spider-Man 2 than yeah. I think all of these.
It's a weird list. I mean, the list makes sense, but
right.
Like,
I mean, Zelda's gonna win it, right? That's not even a.
Oh yeah,
right.
Yeah.
That's not like maybe Hogwarts is purely like Hogwarts might win it based on their fan base, like if it went in terms of like the audience choice, but Tears of the Kingdom, it's like that's a no brainer, you know?
Right.
If we go up from there, actually, we can just kind of work. Best multiplayer, right. Modern Warfare 2. Good name.
I was going to say, I love this category for the last game in it.
Yeah, So, Modern Warfare 2, Multiverses, Overwatch 2, Splatoon 3, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Shredder's Revenge. What?
We kept saying at the beginning of the year, I wish I went back and watched it before we started, but we kept saying, like, this year's categories are going to suck. because nothing came out and everything got delayed and there was just like a mishmash of just like nothing. And this like proves it right here. Like what?
I think it's getting best multiplayer because no one expected it to get online multiplayer. Crossplay, right. Crossplay too.
Right. It was like a perfect multiplayer system for a game that didn't need it at all.
Right, exactly. So yeah, I'm gonna assume Splatoon 3 wins it.
It's
not that I agree with it.
Right. Yeah, I guess I don't know. That one's like hard. I think it could be either be multi versus Overwatch 2 or Splatoon. I don't think Call of Duty's gonna win it. Call of Duty's actually really popular this year.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it sold the most ever. It's like Splatoon 3, like it's huge in the West, right? The East. Yeah, East. Huge in the East. I don't think Overwatch 2 is going to win it because like everyone's just been crapping on it in terms of like, you know. But then Multiversus has a good shot. And I think Modern Warfare 2 actually, it could probably win it just based on popularity.
Right.
No one cares about the racing category.
Like, no. It's funny though, because Ollie World is in that.
Why is it sports / racing? What?
They had to combine them because
what?
You can't nothing else.
What? You know, best sports / racing goes to FIFA 23. Gran Turismo 7 is gonna be pissed off. Like what?
Lost to a sport game.
A sport what?
Yeah, that's
really dumb. Weird. Don't really care about best sims / strategy. Best family. Kirby Forgotten Land. Lego Star Wars Skywalker Saga. Mario Rabbids Sparks of Hope. Nintendo Switch Sports. Splatoon 3. I personally hope Nintendo Switch Sports wins.
I was gonna say, yeah, that's that's kind of my pick there. I mean, as much as I love Lego Star Wars, but Switch Sports was just overall better.
Right,
yeah.
You always go back to it, and it's really fun.
Right.
Best fighting game: DNF Duel, JoJo's, The King of Fighters, Multiversus, Sifu. I mean,
Sifu's not a.
It's it's a fighting game in terms of like the combat, but you know,
but that's not what the category is.
Right, right.
Or
so
at least has never been.
I'm gonna say Multiversus wins that.
Right.
Best role playing game: Elden Ring, Live a Live, Pokemon Legends, Triangle Strategy, Xenoblade 3.
I gotta say Elden Ring, right? Like,
on role playing purposes, definitely Elden Ring.
Right. Game wise, though, like that's accessible to everybody.
Arceus, right?
Yeah, I'd say Arceus.
Yeah, Arceus. Best action adventure: Plague Tale, God of War, Horizon Forbidden West, Stray, and Tunic. I ain't God of War, right?
God of War. Yeah, that's just easy.
Best action: Bayonetta 3, Call of Duty, Neon White, Sifu, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I don't favor anything in that category.
I think Neon White's gonna get it. I know there's like a huge fan base for it. It's like a massive cult following. I think it has a good shot.
Good. It looked sweet. I wish I played it.
Have you played Bayonetta 3?
No, but I watched Dunkey's review on it. Apparently, like the story just like sucks.
Sucks. Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Best VR. I don't know any VR games. I'm not gonna go over that. Best mobile: Apex Legends Mobile, Diablo Immortal, Genshin Impact, Marvel Snap, Tower of Fantasy. Okay, never heard of Tower of Fantasy, but
nope. Definitely not Diablo. Everybody hated that game.
But everyone's still playing it. Like, it makes a stupid amount of money.
Oh, the game's like fun as anything. Everybody just like hated on it for like.
It's terrible.
Not understanding it's a mobile game.
Oh, that's fair. That's right. That's fair.
I think it's just Genshin Impact, honestly.
Yeah, I can see
that.
That
game's just like too big.
Right, too big to fail. Right.
Yeah.
How is Fortnite on that list? What?
Right. No, it's in the next one. The category that's best, literally just called best community support it's Fortnite.
I don't. What is this category mean? Best community support? What is it like?
It's like best ongoing game, without them saying that anymore for whatever reason.
Then honestly, I would say No Man's Sky.
Yeah,
like they provide free content all the time.
Oh no, best ongoing is a category up higher.
Community support, like
Yeah, I'd say No Man's Sky. Yeah, I feel like the community that for that game, like if they haven't left yet, they're never leaving.
Not only that, but they're very like nice people. Like it's just not a toxic fan base. Like Apex Legends toxic, Destiny 2, I assume toxic.
Kinda. Yeah, definitely like for the PvP.
Gotcha. All right. Best debut indie. I don't know most of them, so I'm gonna skip it.
Yeah.
Best indie: Cult of the Lamb, Neon White, Sifu, Stray, Tunic.
I would love Cult of the Lamb to win it, but I think it's just Stray wins it.
Yeah, I think Stray wins it. Just yeah.
Yeah.
You can see that. Let's see here. Best ongoing game: Apex Legends, Destiny 2, Final Fantasy, Fortnite, Genshin Impact. This is like almost a copy paste of Community.
Yeah. It's just Fortnite though.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. They'd probably win. Yeah. Game for impact. What does that mean? What like
it means they're supposed to have like a deep story or like something real. Like I'm trying to think like what games have won that.
What's that color? Not colorful. It's like the
Life is Strange.
Yeah, come on.
that game had won it,
of course,
because it told like a good story. Hellblade had won it because it was about like depression and stuff. Celeste won it like years ago, and that game's amazing.
Never played it.
Tell me why. Yeah, it's like a bunch of games about like real life tragedies and stuff.
Best performance. I don't know these people, but I'll just give it to God of War Ragnarok. Christopher.
Yeah, Christopher Judge. Are you kidding me?
Who does Sunny Soljic play in God of War Ragnarok?
Atreus.
Oh.
But he grew up.
And he's like, other judges cute. Like strangles him out. So like, okay, now only I can.
I win.
Now, yeah, now I. Boy. Don't care about best audio design. Although I will give Modern Warfare 2 credit where it's due. Its audio design is peak. It is. Yeah. It's really clean. But I can't speak for the rest. I mean.
Right.
Best score. No, don't care. Best art direction.
Do you like how Metal Hellslinging is on that in that category though? The game that you shoot to like real metal songs.
Yeah, that's kind of cheating, like that's isn't not it?
Fair. That's yeah, like if like Guitar Hero was still around. It's like Guitar Hero all songs.
I mean, if the category was like best song selection.
Right.
I could see that. Right. But you know, best score, you know. I mean, like, Elden Ring is beautiful. Ragnarok has great sound design. I can't speak for Xenoblade 3.
Right.
Art direction. I mean, that's just best graphics, basically.
I feel like that category. Yeah, I was going to say. I feel like that category shouldn't exist for AAA games. It should be more of, like, an indie thing.
Yeah, I can see that.
It's like, we're just at realistic, and that's just, like, it's not best art direction. It's just realism.
Best narrative. Ragnarok is going to win it. I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, none of these other games have
a chance. I mean, like, Elden Ring. I don't think Elden Ring should be on. Well, it's like
this one had a story though. Like I feel like this one had way more of a story than any Souls game.
That's fair, but it still had like the scattered plot, like where
it wasn't very clear.
Right, but that's what it does. That but it makes it like any normal person is not going to take the time to learn any of that. Versus you know Ragnarok is pretty straightforward.
Right.
Best game direction. I like. What does that mean? Direction.
I think it means like it told a story from start to finish without any like lulls in it or anything like that, I guess.
Ragnarok. Okay. Yeah. And then now we get to the big one, game of the year. A Plague Tale Requiem, that's not gonna win it. Elden Ring, God of War Ragnarok, Horizon Forbidden West, Stray, Xenoblade Chronicles 3. I know the internet is like freaking out because Xenoblade Chronicles 3 is on this list. I've been reading that like a lot of people are like, oh my, I can't believe it made it on the list.
Yeah, they like cry every year that there's like one that releases and it doesn't get like recognized. But I mean, those games are amazing. They definitely deserve it.
Here's the thing about this list, right? I like Horizon Forbidden West. I feel like it just died after the release. Like no one talks about it. I haven't seen a single thing about that game.
No, like everybody played it and then that was just like kind of it. Nobody talked about it. There was no like DLC or anything yet for it, I don't think. Right. But yeah, I don't know. Like everybody played it and everybody I've talked to said they enjoyed it, but that's just where it ends.
I don't want to be that guy, but I don't think Shrey should be game of the year. Okay, you're a cat that just like, you're an adventurous cat. Like, you know, right. Interesting, right? But I mean, like, you compare that to Elden Ring, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's such a huge disparity, in my opinion.
It's they should take it as such a compliment that the fact that their little indie game even like is up against these like behemoths,
right?
Like, that should be good enough for them. Like, there's no way Stray's winning Game of the Year. But like, it's an honor that it's like there with these big games,
right? So. I feel like also I don't want to sound like the bad guy here, but I don't think Ragnarok should be on this list purely for how long it's been out. Great game, don't get me wrong. I just think that like
it literally made it before the cutoff. I think the 11th every year of November is the cutoff for Game of the Year.
Right, and it comes out what, the 10th? Or it came out the...
It came out the 9th.
Oh, the 9th.
Wednesday.
I'm just saying that, like, you know, 2 days, like, to really absorb it, you know? It's like...
Right.
I just feel like, yeah, I mean, 11th is the cutoff date, but I don't know. I just feel like the amount of time that it's been out, you know, doesn't really mean it should be, you know, Game of the Year. Although, obviously, yes, it's an insane game and a work of art.
Right.
Like, I get that. But I personally believe Elden Ring should win it. But, I mean, I don't know. I feel like Ragnarok's just going to win it.
Oh, yeah.
It really sucks.
It's going to be close. I'll say that. It's going to be close between those two. The other three, sorry, guys, you're not cutting it.
The other four?
But,
count?
Oh, yeah, four. But, like, it's going to be really close. So.
It's gonna be close, but I want Elden Ring to win, but I think Ragnarok just gonna take it, just like too big to fail kind of situation.
It'll be nice that we have this close match when next year nothing can beat Zelda. So,
well, yeah, if I wanted that for this year for Elden Ring,
right? Well, yeah, and Elden Ring had it for so long,
right?
And then God of War was like, boy,
I'm coming out this year,
hold my axe,
no, but like. Like, but if so, for example, Elden Ring versus God of War Ragnarok, yeah, we believe Ragnarok wins, right? But you pit Ragnarok versus Tears of the Kingdom, that's a real match. That's like
that's a real battle,
right? That's a real battle. Like, that's actually like, which way will it go?
Yeah,
I would have loved to see that versus this. It's like, I don't know, it hurts my soul.
Oh, yeah.
Although, like, again, nothing really came out this year for me to say, oh, you know, Game of the Year.
That was the problem the whole year, right? We've talked about it before, is like I would have loved to have seen like Lego Star Wars as Game of the Year nominee. Like, that's what I said a while back, but like, then like everything else kind of started coming out.
Right.
I mean, it's a pretty good list considering what came out this year, but I don't know. It's still just like, it's definitely Elden Ring or God of War. Those are the only two that like actually matter this year.
Exactly. I mean, really though, I can't think of, I would agree with you. I really think I would take out
Stray and put Legends Arceus actually.
I can see that.
Out this year.
I can see that.
That's my only change.
Really? I mean, I would have put a Skywalker Saga.
I would love to have seen it there. I guess the hype just wasn't powerful enough. Jeff Keighley didn't have fun playing it, so he didn't put it on the list.
Nope, doesn't get it. Nope, not happening. But at the very bottom is best esports event. How do you...
I don't know why they have that every year.
Right.
It's... I don't know. It's just like a stupid award. That's like... what's the other one? Best esports coach, too. Who cares?
Best esports game, though, I feel like it's the same as last year. Counter-Strike, Dota 2, League of Legends, Rocket League,
Valorant. It's the same every year. Yeah, right. It's the same every year. And I think it... Or no, Valorant, I think, won it last year. But, like, it just used to always go to League of Legends.
Right.
I mean, now I guess it's kind of closer. Like, Rocket League really popped off. Counter-Strike's, like, dead. I don't know why that's still on there. Dota's dead. It's, like, League, Valorant, and Rocket League, though. Like, they're pretty close every year now. Now that like esports is more prevalent.
Right. So let me know what you think. And like, let us all know what you guys want for Game of the Year.
Yeah. Doesn't have to be on this list. You could say anything. It could be like Honey Pop or whatever from 10 years ago.
So I just, I got a message from my family member because I saw him downloading Evolve. I'm just like, why are you downloading it? The servers are down. I was like, oh, they brought it back. It's like, what? He says he's playing in matches.
Huh. Interesting.
I absolutely would play that game again. Servers are back up. I
have to buy it. I don't know. I don't know if I still have it.
It was Evolve 2. Servers are back up on PC. I don't think they're going. I mean,
I'll check the PlayStation store when we're done.
Wow, he has like, I mean, he sent me a video that he's in a game. That's so cool.
Nice.
Wow. All right, episode's over. I'm playing. Today's Evolve. Wednesday's COD Season 1/Warzone. And then that Friday. Also, you know, here's some live commentary. I pre-ordered Violet, right? Physically. Right. I'm kind of debating on getting Scarlet digitally. I want to know your opinion on that idea.
I mean, I get both every time Pokemon releases. Because I know I always need the exclusives from each game. And if it's anything like the horse last time that I literally just finished, so.
Well, the problem is like, that's why I have it as an article. I have an article here. Where is it? About Pokemon version exclusives. Just to remind me what I want to talk about. So, like, for example, in Scarlet, Pupitar and Tyranitar are exclusive to Scarlet, right?
Right.
But in Violet, they have the future form. So it's like
Celerilege or whatever his name is.
I don't. What?
The other knight guy?
No. The future form of Tyranitar.
Oh, those forms that leaked? Paradox forms.
Yeah, the paradox forms, right.
Yeah, so that's like, right. Yeah.
So I realize what they're doing is like cause Scarlet has the
Paradox of Salamence.
Well, wait, is it Paradox is the future form, but what's it's primal? Is that
I don't know. I didn't know there was like two.
Yeah, there's two to it. There's Paradox, that's the future, that doesn't make any sense. But there's the original forms, whatever. So, because like the original of Salamence is in Scarlet, but the primal version.
Interesting.
Right. So it's like you kind of get it either way, but it's gonna be like the future form or
right.
I saw the leak for Primeape's evolution.
What?
It looks great.
What? Primeape?
Annihilate?
Dude, he's back.
If I recall it's ghost fighting finally. He looks insane. It's Annihilate.
That's
like Annihilation awesome. And Ape. It's like, dude, please.
That's so cool. So, I can't wait.
I know.
I'm so excited. I feel like there are still, like, with as much as they have shown about this game, there's still so much that's, like, hidden. Like, right. I try to not look at the leaks and stuff, but they sometimes, like, Twitter's just like, hey, look at this leak, and sends me the notification for it. But, yeah, I'm so excited.
They showed off like, you know, the 2-second clips of each because we do know about the past form of Donphan and the future form.
Right.
And they're both so cool.
Yeah.
So cool. Although the only thing I don't like so far is that for some reason with these past and future forms, it's like they have like nicknames, not like real names. So like.
Right. It's still just Donphan. Well,
like his past form is Great Tusk. And his future form is Iron Treads. Like, what? That's, like, the official name. What?
Oh, yeah. It makes no sense.
Right.
They know it's Donphan, especially in the future form. Like,
right. No, it's not. They know it. Like, they definitely know it. But back to my original question, though. It's because on one hand, I know you're gonna have both, so any version exclusives I can just ask of you. But
right, but the... if you're gonna do your competitive team, you probably want both, so you can like hatch right. the eggs and stuff like that.
Yeah, money.
I mean, you don't have to do it right away, though, right? Because when's the season? I assume the season's not gonna start for at least a month or something, right?
Yeah, rank doesn't get included until January.
Yeah, so you got time, so
you
to,
get time
like...
to like breed and stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see what's next. Oh yeah. Facebook, it let off 11,000 people because Mark Zuckerberg doesn't know what he's doing anymore.
Dude, every time I hear about him now, it's just like a disaster. Like, he really doesn't know what to do anymore.
He put like, I think it was like a last I read, $11 billion into the metaverse.
Yeah, and it's not catching on at all.
Right.
Like 3,000 nobody members, cares right. about it. It's so bad.
Right. So, and here's the big issue, right? Like, he's a multi, I think, billionaire at this point. He's letting go 13% of its workforce, which is 11,000 people, which also means that he has like more than 100,000 employees.
Right.
But he's not taking any kind of pay cut. Like, I don't know. Some companies, like, actually, I think it was even Activision, where they like, the head took a pay cut because of like, or maybe it was Ubisoft, where it's like, yeah, we didn't do great because of my bad leadership, so I'm taking a pay cut.
Yeah.
But in this case, like, you know what? I think I'd rather have 11,000 people lose their job.
I don't know any of your names, but you can all go home.
You can all go home and not come back.
Yeah.
Recruiting, like, there's a hiring freeze. And I love this part. Zuckerberg cites online growth during COVID-19 and the subsequent decline Meta experience and as the primary cause of the decision. Zuckerberg notes that his own mistakes in forecasting that led to Meta laying off 1,000 employees. At the start of COVID, the world rapidly moved online and surge of e-commerce led to outsized revenue growth. Many people predicted this would be a permanent acceleration that would continue even after the pandemic ended. I did too, so I made the decision to seemingly increase our investments. Unfortunately, it does not play out the way I expected. I don't know who he was talking to about these future, like, it's like, oh, you know, everyone's going to be on the internet way more after this. Like, no, COVID died down. Like, that was obviously going to happen.
Right. Yeah. It wasn't like, all right, we're all sucked into the internet now. It's Sword Art Online. We live here now.
I don't know why he thought that was going to happen. Even I knew, it's like, yeah, obviously this is going to end. And, like, we'll kind of go back to the way things were. Although, I still personally believe that a lot of jobs should just keep working from home, but that's just
right.
Like, it's really like why waste the real estate when you can have a job that, you know, like a call center, right? Like,
right.
You know, literally, like, I have a phone, like Google Voice exists. Google Voice. I have a computer.
Right. Zoom exists for meetings, right, exactly. Or Microsoft Teams or whatever. Like, there's no reason.
Right. And then, so he's like, so not only has online commerce returned to prior trends, but the macroeconomic downturn, increased competition, and ad signal loss have caused our revenue to be much lower than I expected. I got this wrong, and I take responsibility for that. So I'm firing everyone.
Yeah.
Like, that's my bad.
I was wrong. You all weren't the greatest employees ever. You let me down. Go home.
This is your fault. So, wow. Some of that will be done. Let's see. Total cost and expenses were also up. Increased spending in its Reality Labs division, as it made $285 million in the past 3 months, but spent $3,672 billion. That's over $1 billion a month in expenses for future VR, AR, and metaverse things.
Wow.
That's insane. Like, all right, it made $300
million. And it still just looks like the Kinect emojis. Like, the models, right, like, right. why could this not be better?
Not to mention the leg work, like, you see how like the lady's kicking and he's like jumping, that
right.
Part of it was mo-capped, like they literally like pre-programmed that. That was
right. You can't do that with just the headset on,
right? You're gonna need like leg straps.
I could do more in VR chat, a free game, than right. I could in this stupid thing.
I think I'm gonna say in 3 years they're gonna come out with leg strap for VR. I think it's like the next step.
Right, it's like a bodysuit kind of thing.
I mean, I wouldn't go as far as a bodysuit because that'd be really expensive. But like, you know, like you just, it's something you just wrap around your legs, but right. still wirelessly connect. That's just, I don't know. That's my prediction. We do anticipate that Reality Labs operating loss in 2023 will grow significantly year over year. Let's see, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, so, yikes.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I don't, like, who uses Facebook anymore? I know we do, which totally check out.
right.
You know, check our Facebook page, our reels, all that fun stuff. But still, it's like, I don't know. I mean, everything else is just better at this point, you know?
Right. I, like, post something to Instagram and it'll, like, automatically post to Facebook. And that's about as much as it works.
Right. Like, at this point, I'd rather just have Instagram. Like, there's.
Right.
And then
I use Facebook as more as just like a news feed now for like articles than anything. I don't really care what anybody's saying on there.
I use mine as birthday reminders or, you know.
Or that. Like, oh, is that person's birthday coming up soon? I got to remember.
Right. Exactly. All my family members, she's like, okay, it's their birthday now.
Right.
Thanks, Facebook. Just make that like a like their selling feature.
Use right, their platform. Marketing. Yeah, we're just a calendar.
We're just a birthday calendar. Check it out. That's Facebook. So, I'm gonna backtrack a little bit back to the Game Awards for a second. Why did they do a video for the nominations?
Did they?
Yeah, they did. Nominations announcements. 10 minutes and 40. They literally announced everything.
Wow.
I feel like it's like a waste of time.
Yeah. It gives Jeff Keighley something to do until December when he can wake up. He's like Mariah Carey at this point. He only wakes up for the holiday season.
I like that. That's a good point. Yeah. I mean, so it says here they put out like the nominee list of like most nominated. Ragnarok has 10 nominations. Elden Ring has 7. Forbidden West has 7. Stray is 6. Plague Tale Requiem 5, COD 3, Immortality 3. I never heard that one.
No.
Neo White, Sifu, Tunic, Xenoblade, all 3.
Huh.
Mm. As my chocolate milk is regurgitating up my throat for some reason. Choking. Damn you, chocolate milk. I just want to mention that. I'm like, why was there a video? There was never a video. Like, it's literally just like, here are the nominees. Okay. Now, like, if I want to know the nominees, I'll just read it in a text or just watch the live stream of when it actually happens.
Right. Right. He's just going to say it all again when it happens. So
December 8th. What is that? So 7:30 ET.
I think it's usually a Thursday or something.
No. So 4:30 to 7:30. I mean, I just like watching it for like the announcements personally.
For the world premiere.
Right, we're over here. Go Smash Pass 3. Come on. You can do it.
Dude, I don't even know what I'd do.
I don't even
That'd
know
be it.
Okay, so some other news. This kind of confused me. So Yu-Gi-Oh! Master Duel, they added a new team battle mode, but it's not like tag team. It's
like what Legends of Runeterra did, right? Where it's like we each battle somebody and then we get like points or something.
Oh, that's fair. Right. Yeah. Other. Yeah. Let's see.
I mean, we probably should try it out still. I've been wanting to play Yu-Gi-Oh more. Go back and actually build a deck, but like Yu-Gi-Oh is just not fun.
Yeah, it's way too crazy.
Right? It's like I can't go anywhere with a Dark Magician deck. Like
right. Team battles allow players to team up in groups of 3 or 5 to compete with other teams in a series of duels. Playing against a number of the opposing team with the victorious team determined based on each total wins. Players can also set different deck building restrictions for their duel, being able to match up with opponents, limited to certain summoning mechanics like fusion summons. That's cool. Okay, so you can tweak it so it's like, oh, this is can only be like a fusion duel.
Oh, okay.
So that's cool. That's cool. But
yeah.
Yeah, it's like every time I try to go back to it, it's just way too crazy.
Yeah,
it's so. I mean, like I've been hearing that a lot. Like people who like start Yu-Gi-Oh, like they like it. It's really fast paced, and there's a lot of things involved. But like anyone who's like grandfathered in, like us, it's just like,
right? It's too much for my brain. Like, I can't keep up.
I tribute summon Blue Eyes. So like, what's a tribute summon?
Yeah.
Okay, I play my hand. And there's
pot of greed, pot of greed, pot of greed. Okay, I have 5 pieces of Exodia.
I went personal charity, all these banned cards. You can't play all these banned cards. I went, but I didn't get to play my turn. Like watching videos of literally like first turn wins, like it hurts my soul.
I watched this one video. There's this, I don't know what card it is, but there's a card that like you can't kill it with a trap or spell. You can't damage it in battle. You can't affect it by like flip spells or anything like that, or flip effects. Like you can't kill it. And I'm like, why does that even exist? How do you deal with that?
Was it Dark Dragoon? They finally made the red eye.
Actually, it might have been. That name sounds familiar.
Red eye. It's the Red Eyes Dark Magician Fusion. It's like stupid overpowered.
Yeah. Apparently the only way to beat it was to have stuff that like direct attacks, obviously, but like still, that's just annoying.
Incoming Yu-Gi-Oh fans about to flood our comments with
summon Sangan, his flip effect will just destroy it. It's pretty cool.
If you solemn judgment on summon, you're dead. There you go. I win. Yeah. I know Yu-Gi-Oh. Yeah, it's like again. I mean, like, I would play it again if I do the new team battle mode, but like restrict it to like GX era. Restrict the GX era, cool. but you can use new fusion cards, but it's like, you know, no synchro summons.
Just role play as the dungeon guys with Gate Guardian.
Oh, the Paradox Brothers.
Yeah.
I want us to be synchronized, though. Like all our senses.
Yeah. We do the fusion ho dance.
That'd be cool. Then we become Derek Supreme.
Yes.
God, I miss Yu-Gi-Oh! Tag Force. Those games were on the PSP.
Oh, so good.
So good. I don't know if they had online, but it was a.
Fun to play, yeah.
Yeah, it was just a really good time. Now I'm sad and old.
Yeah.
Okay. Last but not least, I thought that was really interesting. Like, really interesting. Microsoft announced a new Xbox Series S holiday bundle that includes skins and in-game currency for Fortnite, Rocket League, and Fall Guys. So literally, it's still $300 for like the Series S, but you get like in-game currencies for all the games and you get skins. Like, I didn't think that's genius.
Yeah, I mean, it's a digital system. Here's free stuff for your digital games. Yeah.
But not even that, but like all these are free to play.
Right.
So it's like they should do this more often.
Yeah, honestly, you know? Just keep that bundle alive.
Right. That's such a great idea to have people choose the Series S over the X if for budgeting reasons, you know. I mean, obviously I would still say the X, but where did it say it? How much currency? Let's see here. You get like 1,000 kudos and Fall Guys and a skin.
You get 1,000 V-Bucks.
You get a car decal boost, wheels in Fortnite, and 1,000 Rocket League credits. And then,
the uncommon wrap called The Hunt Begins. The Gilded Hunter pack, it's called. Hunter Saber outfit, unique Saber's Fang pickaxe, and 1,000 V-Bucks.
I just think it's a really cool idea, and they really should do this kind of stuff more often as you know, a promotion for any console.
Oh yeah.
Like I don't see the issue here. You know, I'm sure Epic, you know, Epic's getting their money's worth, you know, and Microsoft gets to sell a console, like absolute win-win. So that's right. I'm buying 3 of these. That's right. I'm getting all the free stuff, all the digital stuff.
Well, what's going to be insane is if these like skins and stuff are exclusive to this. So people are going to buy this just to get those skins and everything. Those like completionist people for these games.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's smart. It's a good way to sell that system.
I mean, it's no SpongeBob SquarePants Xbox, but no,
nothing will ever beat that. Garfield came close, but like SpongeBob was just too perfect.
And it's also, you can also get on the subscription for Game Pass Ultimate. So for 24 months at $25 a month. So it's like that, like, cause you know, Xbox has that thing where it's, you know, like payment plan basically.
Right.
That's so great. You know,
it's genius.
Right. Yeah. Right. Although this would probably been really even better during like COVID times when the Series X was a lot harder to obtain, but, I think they should do another version of this for the Series X, or I guess other consoles.
Right.
I think this would be really great on the Switch.
Oh yeah, definitely.
And dude, you're excited for the Switch holiday bundle? It's for the eighth year in a row.
Mario Kart,
yes.
And a year of online membership. Woo! I can't believe it. Nintendo.
Give us the
Switch Sports version. Come on. Right.
Give us the bundle. Give us the expansion pass bundle.
Yeah, I don't know. Do something. Right. Like, yeah. Come out with the expansion pass with it too. Like, gosh, I don't know what's wrong with them.
I don't know. All I know is that I still want, even with this OLED, and I love it to death, I want a new Switch so I can run games at least at 60 in HD.
Yeah.
That's all I want. Anything you're going to be... Oh, actually, I was going to ask a Black Friday question, but I guess we'll wait closer to Black Friday.
Yeah, our next episode will... Or no.
It's next
one. Next episode will be this Friday, so...
Right.
Yeah. We'll talk about it then.
Here's a hint.
It might be something on Orange too.
Yes, that's right. We're moving over.
See what their Black Friday deals are. They're great because they give away like the free premium videos for Black Friday sometimes. So
do they really?
It's just like a joy. Yeah.
Wow. They really know how to give the gift that keeps on giving.
Right. It makes my holiday so much better.
Could you imagine as a stocking stuffer? Like literally.
There you go, son. I got you a prepaid credit card to use on your favorite website.
I'm gonna use it now.
Thanks, Mom.
Don't talk to me.
I'm locking the door. Don't come in.
It was for Orange Tube, not for Hamster. No.
No.
My son would never. Why? You're dead to me. We're an Orange Tube family, damn it. It's like there's like a family account. It's just like you see all the history on everyone.
Right.
Other than that, you got anything before we hit the old dusty trail?
No, is it Friday yet? Do I have Pokemon yet? I'm like this close to going to the midnight, honestly, and just not sleeping and playing all night. But I know I'll go and I'll just come home and be like, I gotta go to bed because I'm too old.
That's like the issue, right? It's like, I mean, I'm in between jobs right now, so I definitely could do it, but
do you want to? That's the problem.
Yeah, it's like the day's already gone. I'm gonna get home. It's like I would actually have done it if I had like pre-download, if I had to download the game in its entirety and it'd take a while,
right?
But it's a cartridge, right. So it's already on there,
right? It's gonna be like five seconds, yeah,
right? And they said the day one update's like 1 gigabyte, so. Which is nothing compared to other day ones.
Right.
I still conflicted on getting the digital one. But anyway, that's the show, guys. You've been great. We love you all. Join our Orange Tube account, family account, you know. Yeah.
I'm putting the parental controls on for you guys.
There you go. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. Get to 1,000 subs everywhere. I mean everywhere. YouTube, TikTok, Orange Tube, Fortnite crew. I think that's a thing. I don't know if we can our Facebook page.
Enter our creator code. Yeah.
Yeah, 2,000 on there. Talk to us on Twitter, talk to us on Instagram, comment on our stuff, subscribe to our stuff, watch our stuff, Discord, talk to us. We're at 5-star and everywhere, Spotify and Apple. Have a good one, guys. I love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. A skadoosh. A skibbity about it.